Your word. This evening, we're gathered again to hear your word. Our hearts and our minds are very well receptive to your word. We hear your word as we ought to hear, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we'll walk in the light of it. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We're looking at a teaching I said we'll be running up today. The teaching I said we'll be running up today on what I titled, Don't Be Foolish. Hallelujah. Don't be foolish. Just to tidy up some things, and then we'll take up some part of it by next week Thursday. I want to look at some things around what I will also speak about today. Next week. I yet don't have a title for it, but something around building the right foundation. Amen. Something around that, just building the right foundation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Building the right foundation. So, Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5. From verses 15, it says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." It says, "Redeeming the time." It says, "For the days, I mean, because the days are evil." I love how a version put it, "Because the days are full of evil." Hallelujah! The days are full of evil. It says there, verse 17, it says, "Wherefore, be ye not unwise." Say, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And I told us that he used different shades of words when he spoke about to be foolish. Hallelujah. Amen. He used the word unwise. As wise, not as fool. So it plays around the use of words. But something you find around those words, unwise, foolish, or fool, is to act beside yourself. Hallelujah. So acting foolish is acting beside yourself. Hallelujah. So that a believer can act as a fool. As a fool. And a fool there to act foolishly. Hallelujah. To act foolishly. So we looked at that word circumspectly there to mean, we said that word circumspectly there implies to be sober. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be sober. Is it not as now is it to walk circumspectly? Carefully. Is it not as fools, but as wise? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So the believer can be foolish when he acts beside himself. So the question we ask is, who is the believer? And we said the believer is born again. Born of the Spirit. Right? Hallelujah. The believer has begun in the Spirit. Galatians chapter 3. Hallelujah. They haven't begun Galatians 3. You know what? Who has bewitched you, all foolish Galatians, that you should? And that says in verse 3, it says, haven't begun in the Spirit. Galatians 3. So that means to be born again is to begin in the Spirit. So the believer has begun in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Have begun in the Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, we say the believer is called what? Spiritual. Why? Because the first time he had contact with the Spirit is when the gospel was preached to him. So when he received the gospel in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12, he has received the Spirit of God. Therefore, he's called spiritual. But at the same time, to Paul answered, he couldn't communicate spiritual things to them because they are behaving carnal, behaving beside themselves. That means a believer can become foolish. So foolishness there is a believer acting outside himself. Hallelujah. So when a believer is acting outside himself, he's not being wise. The Bible says, when a believer is acting as they say, he's not redeeming the time. He said, because the days are evil. And now God, he said, be not on, he said,
Be ye not unwise, hallelujah, but understanding what the will of the Lord is.
So when a believer is not walking in God's will, you know, it's going to happen. When a believer is walking in the flesh, he's not walking in God's will. God's will is not for us to walk in the flesh. Hallelujah. God's will is us to walk in the Spirit. That's God's will, to walk in the Spirit. So when a believer is walking in the flesh, when a believer is walking in the flesh, he's not being wise. He's not being wise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I believe it was here last week I shared with you an experience of myself, right? Right? Hallelujah. It was an experience.
So that means you always see. No, Father said we should not. There are things that will come to make you flow in the flesh. Amen. Remember I said, the day that is. Glory to God. The day that is. And I explained that to us.
To mean that there are things, the world, right? Let's say that to us last time. And that the world is created in such a way, or put it like this, the things that are in the world are
in such a way crafted to make you not to flow in God's will, right? And we saw that. The man who is not born again, Bible says in darkness, the God of this world has blinded his eyes. You see that? He said the world is under the kingdom of the devil. Right? In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it said 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4, it says the God of this world has blinded your eyes. So Paul makes us see that there's the God of this world. In Ephesians, it calls it the prince of the power of the air. It said the spirit that now walks in the children of disobedience. You see that? Hallelujah. So he gives you that description of the world. So there's evil in the world. He's not telling you the world is evil. He said there's evil in the world. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. In Ephesians chapter 6. Look at Ephesians 6 quickly.
This is what he's using this thing constantly now. Amen. Ephesians 6 quickly. Ephesians 6. Verse 13. He said, wherefore, take unto you the whole arm of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Did you see that?
In the evil day. Meaning there's evil in the world. Hallelujah. Okay, follow me. There's evil in the world. There's darkness in the world. But you know what? Hallelujah. Paul says, you can redeem the time. Hallelujah. When you want to redeem the time, I told us that it implies to make good use of time. Make good use of time. He said because of the time. So the believer must know how to take advantage of time. How to make good use of time. A believer must be careless with time. Much as when a believer begins to say, know what I'll do tomorrow. But this is of the Spirit, no. Don't worry. Let me, I'm just so tired now. I'll do it next week. No! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everyone wants to be careless with time. Wants to be careless with time. Wants to be careless with time. Because when you understand, there's something I need to know. When you understand that timing is important, is when you discover that the lives of people, and that is why you can't afford to act anyhow or behave anyhow. When you know that the lives and the destinies of people are tied to you. I knew this early enough. And I told myself, I'm going to remain in the work of ministry forever. Because I know that the lives of millions, the lives of people are tied to my life. To my life. Hallelujah. So the things that I do has a ripple effect, not just on me, but on the people that God is going to lead me to. Hallelujah. So when you understand that destiny is attached to you, you can't afford to joke with time. Hallelujah. When you understand that God is counting on you for your, in your city, in your nation, you know you what you can't afford. You can't afford to joke with time. So Paul used the word to buy back time. Hallelujah. Because today is that evil. That is, you don't joke with opportunities when you see them. You don't joke with opportunities that God has given to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me.
You don't joke with opportunities. You don't procrastinate. don't procrastinate. Rashad Gu shared something with us at the beginning of the year. He said,
you could remember years back. Somebody came to meet him. Who told you you have time? Say no more. Who told you you have the time? The Lord will want to see a disciple. And I said, don't worry. I'll do it next week. I'll just do everything together. Who told you you've got the time to next week? Amen? You're not the one in control of time. What am I following you?
You are not the one in control of time. So you cannot try to do that. Amen. You're not the one in control of time. Some people don't pray. He said, don't worry.
They want to pray by 3. Okay, by 9 a.m. He said, don't worry, I'll pray by 9:30. Who told you I'm in control of that time? They want to pray by 12. He said, I'll pray 1 hour. You were starting, I'll pray 1 hour by 3. Who told you I'm in control of that time? These are instructions. Hallelujah. Okay, these are instructions. The king of Israel came to meet Elisha one time. He said wanted that the Syrians were after him. And Elisha said, take the bow. He said, put it, lean on my hand and shoot. He said, they should just fight. And he did 7 times and he stopped. And Elisha said, who told you to stop? Who told you to stop? He said, you will have continued till you destroy all of them. Yes, sir. Well, it's not without certainly saying no. Sometimes you have that kind of attitude. You think you are the one in control of time. You see, you're not the one. You got to instruction, when it comes to instruction, you must know instruction to the latter. This is an instruction that is given to you from the local church. Oh, you know the local church is how God is leading us. Hallelujah. It's how God is leading us as a church. I always say this. The people who try to fight against the local church, no control, are people who are the ones, they are rebels. And people who Satan has given, who Satan has offered independence. It's actually being hypnotized by the devil. How can you be in a church where everything is so? Well, that's what God gives us. Instruction. Hallelujah. Who told you the one in control of me?
You don't worry. I will long for my prayer all the prayer chain for the whole week. It's 7. Don't worry. I will do 7 hours. DG.
Who told you I'm in control of that time? Who said you are? Amen. Amen. The church has said on Monday is evangelism. You said no, I will do it on Saturday. Who told you? You have that on you.
How am I following you? Who told you you have? No, you don't do things like that. Hallelujah. So Paul says you buy time. Redeem it. That is, make full use of it.
Hallelujah. So my shepherd just said, don't be shy. That, no, when I come back, I will see you. Amen. Just like, and you can't have the time to get the person saved. Yes, I can't do this now. Now I can remember. The one who get the person saved. Better I'll be busy. Now the person can't pay. Now the sound talk to you. That thing about me saying, I'm not ready. Someone are under. Now say, don't worry. When I come back. Say, when I come back. when he came back, in fact, how he came back was he was called. And he was the first person who he saw was the guy, but he saw his dead body. The Lord had carried him like this. If somebody had an opportunity that morning, he just left. But then I will come back. When I come back, he will take up to 4-5 hours to set me. Don't tell me you are in control of that. See, the moment I understand this fact, you understand why the believer, will take you to pray, stay on the word. Sometimes I don't be, listen.
Look at the children of, I say children of Israel. Look at
that. I'm going off my book a bit, but don't worry. We'll get back to track. Look at the disciples of Jesus. In Luke chapter 22. Jesus took them to pray. Jesus took them to pray. And when they went to pray, the Bible says Jesus went to pray. He told them to watch and pray. They were sleeping. See that? They were sleeping. You can put that in today's context. Pastor will pray everything. We'll pray later. You get it? This is that. They thought they had time. Jesus came back again. He said, just do what you think. Just one hour. And when just a stone throw, I pray. That was said, when he came back again after one hour, they were when he did that, he saw that. When he was coming back, he saw that. They said, Master, we're ready now, let's pray. Jesus said, what did Jesus say? He said, sleep up! Sleep up! You think you have time? You think you know the time? Sleep up! Hallelujah!
Glory to God! He said the hour has passed. I guess that was what he said. Let's look at Luke 24, 22. Hallelujah. Let me guess what he said. Let's look at what he said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What is 30? Come in. Trying to look at it now. No, not that song, sorry. Sorry? Let me get this. Just give me 1 minute. It's actually Matthew 26, verse 45. Look what it says. It says, I'll read from verse 44. And he left them and went to pray again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples, and said unto them, sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Did you see that? It says sleep on. Hallelujah. In Luke said, it says, pray that you fall not into temptation. That's what Luke said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says sleep on. That's what I'm asking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, he's good to pray all the time. He sleeps as instruction of prayer all the time. But there are times too where you are given to pray. Hallelujah. Do you think you have control over it? Those are instructions you must stay true to also. The disciples also have time for prayer. Even if they pray all the time also, but they have time for prayer. Say that in English. Hallelujah. Okay, follow it. You don't have control over it. You don't have control of time. You don't. So don't joke with time. In the year 2024, don't joke with time. Don't joke with opportunities.
can't lose. Don't jump on opportunity. Don't be a man of procrastination. How? You procrastinate even faster. They say fast every day, you're fasting Monday, Wednesday, Friday. They say, oh, I'm fast everything. I don't understand. Say that. Say, okay, now. Everybody listens to two tracks of messages. You do not listen to it on Monday. Don't listen to it. You don't want to listen to do this. What do you have control over it? Well, that's okay, give synopsis. The moment you say give synopsis, just put this one, now if you now put your phone, now pack all this sometimes too. Ah-ah! What do you have control of that? Come on, bro. How are
you? Oh, really, God. You don't have control of time. You don't. Glory to God. So you must make full proof of time. Make full proof of time.
Don't do it. Don't focus on it.
Don't push it forward. Hallelujah. Don't push it forward. Don't give yourself, don't allow yourself give yourself excuse. I know why I said that. Don't allow yourself give yourself excuse. Why you can't get it.
The thought is too strict. They are too strict. God is strict. God will not tell you to do spiritual things and small carnal things. No! That's foolishness. It's spiritual. Grow with God. How am I knowing it?
Don't do it. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time, believers. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. Hallelujah. Don't waste your time. We saw that last week. Don't waste your time. Okay, we didn't see that last week. We spoke about murmuring. We'll get to that at the line. But don't waste your time. These days people waste that. And that is foolishness. You are told to redeem time. I'm going to tell you, how can I redeem time? Hallelujah. But all of what I've told you, by not focusing it. Right? The things of the Spirit. Even in your jobs, when you have jobs, don't put that in. You know what I mean? Hello? Let it be your principle. I'm a man that keeps to time. Don't put that in. I'm a man that keeps to time. It will show. Hallelujah. It will show. This is the time for this. They know when 6 minutes in every day, 9 o'clock, you let you end up doing that meeting 9 a.m. meeting, do it by 5 p.m. You will push it. Even if you don't know how to push it. Just be pushing. Procrastinator. It's going to be a procrastinator. When they call you, I know him. He will change the door. You are now more in your job. Come on. Hallelujah. Be a man of integrity. Be a man of your word. Hope you're following me. Go to God. So don't waste time. Don't waste time. Is it? Wasting time. I want to say this, but I hope sometime in the year I'm going to pick it up. What Bible reflects to us people who waste time? What Bible reflects to us time wasting is what we call time wasting, what is called time wasting, idol worship. Of course, I'm going to talk about it in the course of this. Hallelujah. But Bible refers to as wasting of time is that thing you waste time on is idol. Is your idol. Hallelujah. You waste time on. You are taking time off the things of God. Time of important things to settle that. That is your idol. And scripture teaches that. Hallelujah. See what this is? Idol. So idol is not saying there is a carved wood. No! There is no idol over everything. That's no idol. Alone. I'm not saying that's idol. So that's not idol alone. Idol has moved to that thing which takes your mind away from God's will. When you waste time on, it's idle. So don't waste time. Hallelujah. Don't waste time with trends. A believer must be, I've told you this, must be careful of trends.
I know when TikTok happened. I didn't get it. It was just last week. My first ever. I registered TikTok end of last year. I deleted it. I have to settle in my mind. This is what, you know, why are you a believer? This is what I want to achieve with it. You know, the gospel. And I want to use it to also start, when we start having some of our messages, I want to talk to those in IT. Well, I miss it. You don't have to cut it for me to start cutting it. I want to be quick in it. Amen. Glory to God. Don't follow trend. Amen. Let me follow trend. Cha cha.
Here's the reason that for boom, boom, boom. Cha cha.
Don't be a man of following trends.
Pastor who has always warned us.
He'll tell us that, say, why are you a believer? It's not that there's anything you are saying, but just sit back and observe.
You will not die. But you cannot make your life. Everyone, 17 is coming out. You are the first to buy.
Before it comes out, you have pre-order. I want to show you how to know.
Come on now. What be a man of trend?
Amen. He does the recent trend.
Bah!
That's going to buy. In fact, I am not talking about it.
Have you heard of wisdom of monkey and Brazilian head?
They say, ah, what does that look? They say, monkey Brazilian.
You buy. Trend.
Have you heard of that? That brother. And he says, so bad. Says, you know, I like being the first. You are the first to buy.
Okay, palazzo.
You are palazzo.
Baggy.
You know that you are baggy. You are baggy. Now you are walking like this.
Oh, no, he didn't eat the bag.
Why is baggy? Ciao, ciao. No. I'm a man of change.
Hallelujah. When there's a trend, let's watch it and discover that you are not perfect. Just stay back. Because there's something about this world. Hallelujah. There's something about this world. And what is about trend that you need to spend your time there? The recent trend now is the trend of short clips on social media. We are trying now.
I have, I want to tell you guys the truth. I have blocked several. Don't hide it. Block. You know, and the other when I click on hide on Facebook, after a while it will come back. That is, I just open the page, really, and I just go down. Block.
Oh.
Anyway. But some years back, I told myself something. I said, I want to open my Facebook, and the thing that should be seen is the Word of God. My audio, let it be Word of God. Even though the advert, I need to block it, I need to hide it out.
Amen.
Come on, let me go for it. And trust me. If you are a man, you want to do that, my phone. I will snooze. What a joke. I will snooze your post. Yes, sir. Nothing to show me Chelsea. And the world. And my party, you are the Christian army, but more of the world. Just snooze it. Don't show me this kind of pose. Over. Only permitted from one person, my pastor. And here, Pastor Nago.
When I see that I don't even dwell there, I just move it up immediately. Amen. Amen. That is the only Arsenal fan permitted around me. The rest, not permitted.
Arsenal man what? That is Arsenal. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. But trends. Watch trends.
Hallelujah. Why? Because you know that the world is full of evil.
Glory to God.
Trends of how people now talk to elders.
Sorosoke, shey, sorosoke weary. Now I'm reigned.
Those are trends. You now see.
Hallelujah. I guess because last week I told us that your duty to your pastor is protecting. We're going to see that shortly.
Hallelujah. Trends. In John 17 verse 16. Quickly.
John 17, quickly. Verse 16. Look at what Jesus said. He says,
this is Jesus' prayer. He says, they are not of the world. Did you see that? Did you see that? Amen. The believer is what? The believer is not of the world.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. The believer is not of the world. You must get that. We are not of the world.
The believer is not of the world.
So, you are not of the world means you don't follow the patterns of things in the world. There are patterns of things in the world. You don't follow it.
Hallelujah.
You don't follow the patterns of things in the world. You don't copy the world. How the world do things. How the world live life. How the world do their things.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The world are looking for faith. They do things.
You don't follow that.
They're not of the world.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. They're looking for this. They're following trends online. Friends, just that
friend,
just that
friend. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're not of the world.
Look, let's see Jeremiah 10, verse 2.
You're there, I'm going to read quickly.
Change it.
Hope this is working.
Okay. And in chapter 10, look at verse 2. It says, thus hear the law. It says, learn not the way of the heathen. Did you see that? Learn not the way of the heathen. And be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the heathen are dismayed at them. Did you see that?
Hallelujah.
And therefore the customs, verse 3, of the people are vain. They are vain. The customs of the people are vain. So he says in verses 2 very well, he says, learn not the ways of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of the heaven. So don't follow their patterns. Don't follow their patterns.
Leviticus 20:23.
Look at verses 3 first.
Oh, 23. Yes, I saw it.
Are you there? Are you there?
Oh, sorry. 18:3. Sorry. We got 18:3.
It says, Allah says, it says, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, I the Lord your God. Says, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwell, shall ye not do. Do you see that? And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whether I bring you, they shall ye not do. Neither shall ye walk in their ordinances.
Hallelujah.
Shall not walk in their ordinances.
chapter 20, verse 23. Here it is. It says, and ye shall not walk in the manner of the nations. Ye shall not walk in the manner of the nations, which I cast out before you. For they committed all these things, and therefore I abhor them. You see that? You shall not walk in the manner of the nations.
The believers, don't walk in the manner of how people in the world walk. Hallelujah. That's what Paul says. Oh, that's what the scripture says. Don't walk in their manner. You're not of them. You're not of that. You're not of them. So your life should not be patterned after the course of this world. After the trend, the patterns of this world. Hallelujah. Amen. Doing that is wasting time on your life. Hallelujah. You're wasting time. Glory to God. Glory to God.
You're wasting time. I'm wasting time on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell someone, don't waste your time. Tell another person, don't waste time.
Learn to redeem time.
Hallelujah. You redeem time. You buy back time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Don't think that the believer you shouldn't be. They are not going close. They say, no, you don't have to go to God. You don't have to get you off my job. I don't understand. Where is God? You're not going close. Hey, you ain't close. It's from there. You start buying a house. They say, I don't need to get declined. You don't need declined. I'm calling you king. Abdul is coming. Ha ha. Yaventa. Yaventa. Here we go. I don't. Glory to God. For that, I can't wait to be lost. There are places you can't go again.
There are people you can't meet again. Hallelujah. Amen. If you are struggling with that, I doubt you're being saved. Glory to God. Amen. So you said you watch the trend.
Recently, the trend in the world. See, many times what people call trend in the world are things that have happened or things that you can actually lay hold of in scriptures.
Hallelujah.
But Satan just remodify it for the same thing. With different, it's just like the same wolf for a different clothes. The same. Hallelujah. I told you, whenever there is an attack in the world, or something happening in the world, let's say an uprising, and then the main target, the first target is the moon. Right? I said that earlier. And we use the end star. See, just the truth. That is the target. I told you guys about what the conversation in the office. Right? About prophet late civilization. Amen. And what was the effort? He said, you think you just diplomat. I trust diplomat. I love the people who do it. Yeah, this is what you're always looking for. They are looking for diplomat. Celebrity. Hey, sweet celebrity, what is even happening concerning Yahoo? What is happening concerning your Yahoo? I heard, what is your business? Your business is your or they got me on just a problem.
It doesn't concern you. But you just want to know. Busybody. Amen. Busybody.
That's what you're about to call them, Bele.
Busybody.
Amen. Amen. And you're looking for what is not your own. And you want what you have been asked to do. You want that is not that your own. The work of ministry, you will not do it. God won't have member.
Actually, it's not that.
Actually,
God has sent it.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And then he started to go to the church. So someone was trying to talk against what the person was saying. Now they don't know how you. He said, "I'm going to church." You listen to that? I'm going to church. That is all with that attack. That was all what those you people's pastors used to do. This is the attack. This is the attack. Church. This is the attack. Church. There's also, you will see that all, everything has a particular purpose. Some may not be that immediate, but it is still a long game. It's still a long game.
Hallelujah.
This is what I need to begin to lose that zeal you have for the local church. A little year and a little day, a little year and a little day, a little year and a little day, a little year and a little day. Amen. You listen. So you have to mind the trend. Mind maybe busy. Mind the time to click.
Amen.
But then the fact that you're online doesn't mean you control your local church. Your local church still have control online. They have control online. Amen. When you go online, know who your pastor is.
There's this trend of everybody wanting to post anything.
Follow your local church. I was discussing with one of your pastors and I said, watch how me I post. Then, watch how your fellow pastors and leaders post. It's just something for that. I don't exactly for stories.
Amen.
You are not safe following your pastor. I said that the whole lot. You are safe following your pastor. What about Joseph? What's talking about Joseph? Are you not saving your head? You're not saving your head. I report my pastor. I mean, what they are doing. Amen. I don't put my life on social media. Say you want to find me, it's just, you know, never. Yeah? You can never see that happen. For some people, all their life, their pictures is more than their mother or soul is more in their own life. With that picture I need in the morning, social media. Like this, they have social media. Like this, social media. Ah! Who are you impressing? I think that's the word. Somebody said, say this to me, Lord. He said, why is that you don't like taking pictures? So, how many days is it? My phone space is full. And then they said about, I think, and it's missing. I said, okay, where is this message? There's no one that I have to see message to me. No one, I won't be able to. I didn't get to me. They said about, I think it.
But then,
Sonky, his moon kid. Every picture, we know your life. Like, someone that I in the office, they wanted to know where she was. Someone said, where is this lady? Oh, so we know where she is, and then we have, and then check her status. So it's not a joke. Everybody, he managed to not carry their phone, boom, and open her status. That is where she is. And truth be told, that's where she was. Every person she goes to see, she snap at another. You know, you will now. Like it is one. We know your life.
Obvious.
We like God. How far in church? Life in church.
That is in church.
The Lord is saying, love is intrinsically. He taught. The views come to do you. How the Lord is that poor girl is in the dark? How can you do this? Life of death in church. If you are done with church, I'm going to like, I shall open the person to whatever is existed in me.
Now.
The person is not that. How can you?
You want to do a rub down of our whole day? Start it. What kind of a life? No, tell me what kind of a life is that? Where do you learn that from? Trend.
You mustn't follow that kind of trend.
Hallelujah. Alright. Everything that's happening in their life. As I'm going home with a surprise.
Amen. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
I have to learn things
from a Muslim. That was like 2 or 3 years back. It's not that I was only victim of it. No, I wasn't only victim of it. But I was almost going to teach to all that if there was a victim. But it was a Muslim. I was going to teach to all that. And Muslim answers when he said that the highest she can do is to post her baby on her birthday. After that, she cannot come. This is bad. He said, what if my baby grows up and I'm not like the social media presence and I'm very exposed to her? That made a lot of sense. It made a lot of sense. I said, wow. And it's interesting. In fact, she was after her baby's birthday, she gives this time and deletes it online. That makes sense. What if the child comes for us and wants to have social media for her people? My younger sister is not on social media in terms of, not on Facebook, only on Instagram in their life. Not on Facebook. Imagine my father and I know all her pictures. Even if you put her picture online on Facebook, she will get to know. My younger one was there, she was called, please take it. I don't need this thing. I said, how kind of life? Say she doesn't want it on that stage. She has never been on that stage. I borrowed wisdom, sense from a Muslim. I borrowed the wisdom. Every time I will force my children's pictures. You know what I'm doing on that day? I made up my mind. Sometimes I put it on my tablet and after 4 hours, I'm counting 4 hours, I'm taking it down. What now? I don't put it overnight. Put it in there. What did they do? What if they grow up and don't want to be on that? Get that. But by then, you'll have it. So what I have done, simply, I'm not sharing this with you, was just to open a Gmail account for them, link it to my phone. Anytime I take their picture personally, it goes into their DM. Chicken, so they grow up and they see their channel picture and they like it, they want to post it. It's so old. I don't know if you understand me. Amen. So I want you to use your brain. When I came back to Buddha, she was still in the hospital. I was just thinking, Pastor John has not opened her. So he came back to the so she has not opened her. My man was not even on the baby. My man was on her. And then they called me that. So when we got the conversation that they saw my baby on. On what? Who? The hell? I put it. Who are you? I said, how? Even see the father don't have the picture there. You have to say, I put it on that. Then, well, for me, I'm not an auntie. No, you are not an auntie. You are not an auntie. Put it on that. I'm telling you, it's not the trouble. I said, go on, bring it down. It's not an auntie. Hey, man. Go on, bring it down. Let the father do it. Thanks. Hey, man. Why are you now? Amen.
Are you the one to happy my happiness on me? I want you happy my happiness now. Amen. Just very simple. Amen.
Because these are trends. Somebody's social media life. The father was talking. Your dad is there right now watching life. My father is talking. See, the man died. Is on the line. And then that child should be, that child has a major problem. So the man is talking to that. You are showing him on my Facebook. See the man die. Wasting time. Come on now. Why did you change my house? Why are we born in a house? Born in a candle, you don't have to quench it. You are doing life. It's happening live in the wedding. No. Amen. If you've lost your brain, don't lose balance. Don't lose balance. You can see that a car has not braked so far and is going to hit somebody. That's it. Quickly, let me capture it live on video. Can you see that man is going to hit? That's it. Fish. Most of them are still not scared of sin. I need to ask them, who is that person that captured this thing? When you capture it, you are losing value. Losing not just your brain, but value. Amen. You must understand. We are trained. We come to church, the word of God has not think well in you. We are down there, there are nothing big in front of you. You get there. You have double church. You will meditate on the word you hear. You have nothing to be sure. Be sure. When do you learn that by yourself? After church, you should be praying home. Hallelujah! You've got the word. You are taking vision. I'm not saying that you are taking vision. You are taking vision. Okay, I'm not taking vision. And when you are done, you are sitting on the table. Is that all your values? Don't waste time. You are trying to see. We live in a world where youth are becoming very impressionable. Who are you impressing? Who are you impressing? You are now becoming very impressionable. Impressionable. You want to be friends with every and anybody? No. Amen. There are people who are going to like you and people who will not like you. That's like that word is the vision and the hate. They will not like you. Amen. Don't try to impress everybody. Amen. The only person I'm obligated to impress is God. First God. Come on. Amen. People will not just, people will naturally not like you. I must not deal with him. Amen. Not deal with them. No way to go. Hallelujah. So you have a duty of protecting your pastor. Protecting your pastor. Not just the pastor, but the pastor first. Why? Because I told you that a pastor of the church is a king is a pastor. Hallelujah. So we saw from Saul how David accused Abner that what he has done for not protecting the king, is synonymous to you. Then you should be king. For you have not protected the king. That means you have a duty to protect your past. Because right now, let me tell you, the media, people, the world, the trend of the world is to attack the past. You know, the saying goes, strike the sheep, the shepherd, and the sheep is scattered. Tell the past. So don't protect your pastor. Amen. Protect your pastor. Protect your local church. Protect your fellow brethren. You ready? Amen. Amen. Because God wants every one of us to be disciples. Every one of us. To protect the local church. Protect fellow brethren. Let's close with this. Time is up. Hallelujah. Let's close with this. So, how do I redeem the time? I have just a short note here. How do I redeem the time? How do I redeem the time? How do I make full true of time? How do I redeem the time? When I say you redeem the time, the Bible says,
assured us that the believer, to be born again, to be born in the Spirit.
Right? Right? And God's will
is that we should be always in the Spirit.
Right?
Stay in your place. In the Spirit. Because that is where we are. That is who we are. In the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we redeem time in the place of the things of the Spirit.
That's how we redeem time.
In the place of the things of the Spirit. We redeem time. We redeem time there. We make full proof of time there.
Hallelujah.
In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 6.
Paul will say, praying always. Ephesians 5, sorry, 16. Quickly. They pray in always, without prayer and supplication in the Spirit. So praying is in the Spirit.
It's an activity in the Spirit.
So they pray always.
So redeem time by praying. I say it's praying as you go. In our thought that you have time to pray, as I've said, the believer is a man of prayer. Amen. You are walking, you are praying. Make sure you don't catch yourself outside prayer. Okay, don't count it. You realize that you're
not praying. So the area
needs
to know
prayer. Hallelujah. Be a man of prayer. Be a person of
prayer. Hallelujah. Pray. So you redeem the time by praying. Hallelujah. By staying in God's word. I'm going to come back to that soon. By staying, or I put it this way, by doing God's word. We redeem the time by doing God's word.
Doing God's word. Evangelism.
You're doing God's word.
Evangelism. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember I told you, murmuring. Murmuring is not of God, right? You have to know that? Murmuring is not, so we shouldn't murmur, right? That even if the world tries to make murmuring an occasion, that people murmur not just verbally, but online, right? Complain, to speak against, to mutter sounds again. So what is the opposite of murmuring? You know, you can murmur too with the economy is bad, so you always look at murmuring. What kind of economy is this? Inflation rate. On the hand, they are murmuring. They are just, bam. Amen. So, what is the opposite of murmuring? Is that so? Opposite of murmuring is what? This is conversion. What is that? What is that? So, the economy is dying, the economy is falling. What is the murmuring?
Thanksgiving. Be full of thanksgiving.
Instead of murmuring, you thank God.
I'm not telling you
because the economy is not. The economy is all. I see it all. What's that? No.
Nobody rather than complain.
Rather than just thank God. Hallelujah.
We're
full of thanksgiving.
We're full of thanksgiving.
The believer should be full of thanksgiving. Giving thanks always. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Giving thanks always. Hallelujah. We give thanks always.
There's problems, there are issues. We thank God. We thank God.
Hallelujah. Not thanking God because of the problem or the issue, but God, I thank you because the target is high.
No!
Amen. Amen. Lord, I thank you because inflation is high.
No!
But you always have things to thank God for.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. The economy, inflation, everything, I don't want to say my brain is closed. You know it's closed. You ever say just a little bit? Heavenly Father, thank you for salvation.
Thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. But that's what matters to me.
Job has three. I tell you, Job is in one matter.
Really, the sense of it?
Hey, right? People start Job is just like Barak. So they are come, so they are. So they are going, so they are
come. Hey, right? Hey, right? Every day, people get employed, people get fired. You don't leave an organization by yourself. You will start. In general, you don't know. I've been sacked before. Okay, I was talking about a guy for you. English rule, don't start with my wife. Okay, hand it to your wife. That's fine. If you suffer with your wife, you are fine here.
The pastor!
You never had to have the company.
One way or the other, you will be. Amen. But you know what? In as much as those things happen in your church, you must not complain. You know, a believer does not have a reason to complain. But you have every reason to complain. So you tell yourself, we should not just vent our anger. When did you see that?
Those that vented the anger of Elijah, they tell you.
You know, let's vent our anger somewhere. Let's see our man! Papa, you know, we should see our man! We will not talk, we will tell you. We will not tell you, we will protect you. We will protect it.
How? Rebel leader. You are the people that protested against Moses.
They died.
They would just say, no, the people are not that way.
You guys thought so. Even if there are troubles and trouble. And problems.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You guys thought so, this stuff is here. No matter the storms of life.
Oh yeah. I guess I have titled that message, the storms of life, or
your foundation. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands up to heaven. Amen. Amen. No matter the storms. Just lift your hands and say, Father, thank you. I don't thank you for the storms. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done in Christ. Thank you, Lord. Because I see nations, you see. I see your glory in loneliness, causing men to worship you. Every time I come, declaring you my Lord. Amen. Your spirit moving in all the earth. Just thank God. Thank God and in worship, be full of thankful believer. Learn to be full of thankful. Whether there is good, bad, pleasant or pleasant news, it doesn't affect your thanksgiving. Amen. How many times have you thanked God today? Or even thank God for the whole food. Be full of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Amen. Just in the office of the Father, thank you for life. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Just say, thank you. Thank you. For the Son of Jesus. Thank you for the work. Thank you for my baby. Thank you for my father. Thank you. Amen. Can I say over and again, Father, thank you. Master, come on. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Just sometimes make sure you spend time. Sometimes listening to songs of thanksgiving. Full of thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen.
Not
every time your ear is just full of me way.
Don't worry, you enter with. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Within the time. Within the time in the place of evangelism. And follow up. Many times, see, don't, I'll deal with all this in the coming.
In the course of the year, when we talk of a bit of something around discipleship, you cannot throw away, evangelism and, or treat evangelism and discipleship anyhow. You must do it by the Holy Ghost. Because that is the opportunity God is available to you, especially in the place of discipleship, to touch someone's life. God's word. But I felt so positive in God's word. So you can't do it anyhow.
You can't come and not see anything. No. Even if many times in the course of this month, even next month, you have a curriculum and a book for the discipleship. But the thing is, these are those that have a curriculum of what you want to teach or say for the discipleship. You must also do it by the Holy Ghost. Well, by the Holy Ghost. Do it by the Holy Ghost. You're going in there and you're doing it by the Holy Ghost. Now, who will talk to you? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So, don't joke with them and say, don't joke with me. Don't joke with time for discipleship. Amen.
Amen. Don't joke with me.
You're ready to do your part. You're ready to evangelize and reach souls.
Hallelujah. Lastly, as we go, we will redeem the time all through this year. We're going to put all this to work this year by staying full of the word and power. Stay full of God's word. Stay full of God's word. Full of God's word means
you heard God's word. Keep hearing God's word. Keep hearing God's word. Keep hearing, listening to messages. Not wait until you are told to listen to this part. Keep listening to messages. I see that someone yesterday who is talking. You know what I tell them about? He tells me I don't listen to you. If I call you, you don't have my number. And you ask, and you hear my way, hello, and I call your name, they go for hours, and I say, who is this? So you should ask, and some of you, men are not talking to, some of you are talking to, they are talking to a ghost. Men are not talking to that. No, I'm so sorry, you know, and before it sounds familiar, familiar spirit. Ah, it shows you number one, you're only listening to messages. It's not a joke. He showed me, there's no way Pastor Shelby will come in any number. Where I don't hear his voice. Maybe where I hear, I know it's you. Ah! Maybe that I hear, even when I'm sleeping, I'm hearing his voice. I'm telling you, I hear Pastor Shelby's voice in my sleep. Not a joke. And I say, he called me. And I say, sorry, sir. Sorry, sir, please. What happened, sir? But even now that I lost my phone got spoiled, I just retrieved it. Keep lying. Just retrieve the seed. Just this morning. So I lost all my contacts. Tell me after the ghost. You don't know. The question is, you don't know your password to go. You know this thing is expensive. God cannot talk to you. What a joke. The most I retrieved it with. But it's serious. Me as a pastor, I call and say, who is it? I know that there's a problem. You can hear any voice. It can be led at you. Yeah! It's not a joke, but I'm telling you this thing today, watch it. So I cannot remember, I don't know if pastor's voice. Ah! Jesus said, he sees. He hears the voice of his pastor, and he knows. But if the voice of the highest, you will not answer. Is that what it is? Jesus does not have the sheep in the sense will not, I mean the shepherd will not have phone. There will be no contact with, but we hear voice and move. Yeah, I hear this way voice every day. That is why your life is like that. Up and down. Up and down, then below.
Amen. I told somebody yesterday, who is this? Do I? Sorry, please. You called me 2 years time. I saw it 12 minutes. If I have to call you, and I know how to pick my call, I will call you. As it's broken, I'm calling. If your battery does not want to die, it will die. Well, if I need to call you.
So, I thought you have this call. Yeah, I know it's not. You saw his hand. You know me. Sorry, sir. Sorry, please. I'm talking to you now, you don't know who's calling.
No, sir. I don't know. I don't have this number. That's the thing, sir. Who is this?
They would have learned that. They would have said, your pastor. Then my pastor. You know that? That doesn't have pastors.
They are just one in the middle. Amen. You know, that person is not listening to me. I called a sister one day. That is Sister Deborah. I'm saying this because she becomes a good example. She has never seen me.
She doesn't have my number. I'm a dead kid. Happy birthday, Sister Deborah. I feel.
I want the sister to have my number. And I said, are you saying you don't know my voice? Man, I said, are you saying you don't know my voice? I said, sorry, sir. Thank you, sir. I said, who is talking? He said, Pastor Small.
I said, hey, this is what I listen to message. I was, and the pastor was glad. She has never seen me. But she knew her pastor. That means she's listening to me. But not has seen me every day.
Not becoming a Murtala
Mohammed.
So sorry, I don't have this number saved on this phone.
You feel like slapping the faces on the phone so that the ear of God is deaf by one side.
Your pastor. You don't even know the voice of your peaceful leader.
How do you know the voice of the pastor? Not the voice of the HCF leader. I don't know the voice of your solar pastor. There's a problem.
He shows you can be easily deceived.
You hear that kind of stuff?
There's a call to life.
It's not a joke. There's a call tonight to go to get back again. I said to you guys, there's no way. Even if I'm in any, there's no way Pastor Shegu will come. I will not know his voice. Even from the way he will call my name, Pastor Smart, I will know it. He doesn't need to make a sentence, I already know it. You must be that way. And he calls us, listen to messages well. Amen. 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 You can't be
a Saint Pavilion church and you are listening to messages in Saint Community, or even in Saint State, church, community and pavilion. You can't be. What's the truth? Amen. You can't be. I'll use the one close, now I'll use the one far. Amen. You can't be. You know what I'm trying to say? I'll use the one close, same. Church, community pavilion. You can't be listening. You can't be same pavilion, so I listen to an apostle somewhere. There is an apostle somewhere. You are confused. You go on your Facebook. What does it about that? I don't share any other thing than cross of worship. And I'm doing that because people are following me. But you, we will see the nation. We will see the Joshua ship. We will see the graduation. We will see Pastor Loco ship. We will see Pastor Germania ship. Only you.
Nonsense. Be full of God's word. So listen to God's word from your local church. Well,
an outsider must not know God's word, the message of the local church. And lastly, in being full of God's word, I say listen to His word and then you put it on your lips.
Put God's word. That's how you are full of God's word.
Put it on your lips. Meditate on it. Put it on your lips.
Speak God's word. Say God's word. All the time.
Hallelujah. Say God's word. How many times?
All the time.
But full of
thanks.
Full of
joy. Hallelujah. Let's thank God. Let's be on our feet. Let's just thank the Lord. Just Father, thank you. Just thank you.